Seek, put your hands over your eyes, please don't peep. You stay here till I find you, and when I find you, I'll tell you what to do. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Let's play a game called Little Jackie Horner. Go over there and sit in the corner. Gonna stick my finger in the pie. When I pull it out, you'll know the reason why. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. It's your time to sleep. Lay right down and start counting sheep. Close your eyes and relax a while. I'll wake you up and put you back to sleep. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Here's another game called Kiss in the Dark. Play it in the parlor and not in the park. All you gotta do is turn the lights all out. When the game is over, you'll know what it's all about. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're still at Babyland, just the way we like it. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. Hopefully you enjoyed it all because you chose your attitude over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Thank you very much for doing that. Now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. As I mentioned in the first portion of the program, we do have a bit of a backlog right now. So I will probably be coming to you, the listener. Well, specifically you, the listener and member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And see if you'd like to help. You can do it in a few ways. You can just go through the list and take a look at people's backgrounds and say, yes, do an obit for them, no, don't do an obit for them. Or, door number three, you could choose to do the obit for me. If you choose to do that, you would get to record the description, the obit itself, choose the tunes, you know, do the obit, that's all. You could record it yourself. You could just give me stuff. Whatever you want. I'm open to your suggestions. So we'll be getting to that in the next week or two. And just you be on the lookout for that over there at said Facebook group. But now it's time for us to begin this radio obituary. But not until I remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Martin Birch, the British music producer and sound engineer, best known for engineering and producing albums for British rock bands including Deep Purple, Rainbow, Fleetwood Mac, Whitesnake, Black Sabbath, Blue Oyster Cult, and Iron Maiden. He just passed away at 71. It's the initial radio obituary for Martin Birch, with monkey content, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back. The post-initial radio obituary is for Mark Wirtz, the French pop music record producer, composer, singer, musician, author, and comedian. Just shorten that to Renaissance Man. He was best known for the never-completed A Teenage Opera concept album. It was a project he devised while working at Abbey Road Studios while he was under contract with EMI. He worked with Beatles engineer Jeff Emmerich. That makes him part of the greatest story ever told, you know. But the opening single from the album that was never completed became a number two hit on the UK singles charts in 1967. It encapsulated his signature style, which Mojo magazine described as Phil Spector scoring Camberwick Green. Really? Anyway, Mark Wirtz just passed away at 76. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
sorry for telling stories all about you being untrue. He's spreading rumors and hopes they'll do us lots of harm. That ain't fine. He says you've been seen around with other guys, but I don't believe him, 'cause I know he's only telling lies. He's trying. Yeah.
music keep on playing. I wanna dig the children's praying. I wanna see the motors breaking. I wanna feel the earth is shaking. I don't need your touch anymore. I just don't want that much. Something new and different. I need something new and different. I wanna be stronger. I wanna live longer. I wanna see a little dog talking. I wanna see a shadow walking and go to a secret meeting. And I'll even cry, dear, if I find that you're cheating on me. I'm changing, changing, changing. Walking a tightrope like an eyeless clown. If I don't look up, if I don't look up, I'll fall down, 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 down. Let me hear those jet planes roaring. I hate all the faces born. I love the babies growing. I want to feel the free, warm wind blowing.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Raško Dužmek, the Croatian songwriter, composer, and music producer, best known as a member of the pop group Novi Fosili. He composed the winning entry of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1989, Rock Me. He also composed two previous Yugoslavian entries. Raško Dužmek just passed away at 65. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tu na kraju grada, duga sjeda brada, otrcani kapuci. Lijeno tipke bira, harmoniku nam svira, za čudo je još i živ. Njegov tužni opori glas pjeva zadnju pjesmu kroz noć. Ipak nije ovo kraj za nas. Njegov tužni opori glas pjeva zadnju pjesmu kroz noć. Ipak nije ovo kraj za nas. Muzika će nekad doći iz daleka, donijet će nam nade glas. Neki zvuci ludi, novi dan se budi, nije ovo kraj za nas. Njegov tužni opor i glas pjeva zadnju pjesmu kroz noć. Ipak nije ovo kraj za nas. Njegov tužni opor i glas pjeva zadnju pjesmu kroz noć. Ipak nije ovo kraj za nas. Kad će neka doći iz daleka, donijet će nam nade glas. Neki zvuci ludi, novi dan se budi, nije ovo kraj za nas. Njegov tužni opor i glas pjeva zadnju pjesmu kroz noć. Ipak nije ovo kraj za nas. Njegov tužni opor i glas pjeva zadnju pjesmu kroz noć. Ipak nije ovo kraj za nas.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Chip White, the American jazz drummer who performed and recorded with a variety of artists including Carmen McRae, Jackie Baird, Candido, John Abercrombie, Frank Wes, and many others. He just passed away at 74. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Chip White right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Mary Hartline, the American model and actress. She became one of television's early, early stars. Coming out of high school, she was elected the Queen of Love and Beauty, which is the equivalent of prom queen at Hillsborough High School in Ohio. In 1945, she was cast in ABC Radio's Teen Town, which was later known as Junior Junction, coming out of Chicago. She led the 16-member Sweetheart Band, comprised of 8 boys and 8 girls. The cast of the show even included Dick York as the mayor of a town inhabited only by teenagers. Then in 1949, she went on to the local show that was picked up by ABC Television called Super Circus. On that program, her looks and her figure made her a national star and a sex symbol for thousands of boys, young and old. Mary Hartline just passed away at 93. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ladies and gentlemen and children everywhere, this is your ringmaster Claude Kirshner welcoming you to Super Circus Clown Alley.
There's a funny, funny place called Clown Alley, where every other house is upside down. There's a funny, funny place called Clown Alley, where you will find the sky is on the ground. In this funny, funny place called Clown Alley, the people there just never, never frown. 'Cause in this funny place, you'll find a funny face on every happy super circus clown.
Hello, boys and girls. Say, what are you doing down here in Clown Alley, huh? Oh, come to see how the clowns live when they're not under the big top, eh? Well, all right, come along then. Why, here's my friend Nicky.
Hello, Cliffy.
Say, Nicky, what are you up to?
I'm fixing up some worn-out laughs.
Fixing up worn-out laughs?
That's right, there are some here I can hardly use anymore. Listen to this.
Oh, for goodness sakes, that laugh does need fixing up all right.
I'll just patch it up here. And straighten it out here. Now let's see.
Yeah, that is better. Much better.
Hello, Cliffy and Nicky. Hi, fellas.
Hello, Scappy. Hi, Mary.
Hey, what's the big gag?
Oh, gee, I never heard so much laughing. Say, tell us a joke so we can laugh, too.
Okay. Just you listen, and you'll laugh with us, because we're all going to sing the clown song.
A clown is such a funny thing. He makes you laugh and laugh.
Oh, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. He makes you laugh and laugh.
A clown is so much fun to watch when he jumps in the ring.
Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. He does such crazy things.
Big red nose.
Ha, ha, ha.
Baggy clothes.
Ho, ho, ho.
If you were ever in his shoes,
you'd never have the blues.
So every time you see a clown, he makes you laugh and laugh.
Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. He makes you laugh and laugh.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Roy C., the American Southern Soul songwriter, singer, and record executive. He's best known for his 1965 hit Shotgun Wedding, which included a novelty ricochet opening and subject matter that was relatively risque for the time. He also had the song Impeach the President, which he recorded and produced with the high school group The Honey Drippers, and that one has one of the most sampled drum tracks in hip-hop music. Roy C. just passed away at 81. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. They just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
I don't know. done told me that there ain't no cure.
But I know I can get well if I put on.
Radio Obituary is for Pat Fairley, the co-founder of the Scottish pop rock group Marmalade. He just passed away at 76. It's the ultimate, no, not the ultimate, don't rush me like that. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Pat Fairley right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Penultimate radio obituary is for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm not going to go through a lot of information about her because, again, it's one of those obits where everybody else is talking about it. I'm not going to do it again for you. I would point you to the documentary, RBG. It's a very fine documentary. You'll learn lots. Go do that. I'm sure some people are even sitting there going, I wonder if Belinda ever met her. She met all these other political people, but no. No relationship to any Supreme Court justice ever. Never even got to go watch. Dang it. I mean, I could still go watch the Supreme Court argument someday, hopefully. But I haven't done it yet, so I sure didn't get to see her. So, bummer. Ruth Bader Ginsburg just passed away at 87. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We're the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Supreme Court judges.
As the Super Solomons of this great nation, we will supervise today's inauguration, and we'll superintend the wedding celebration
in a manner official and judicial.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
Supreme Court judges.
We have powers that are positively regal. Only we can take a law and make it legal.
We're the AKs who give the OKs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Supreme Court judges.
Definition: equal rights.
Oh, I'm definitely for it. I always have equal. I carry it in my purse. I think that it's a very good product. It's certainly better than Sweet and Low, and much better than Sugar Twin. That's kind of gritty. Yeah, I always have the blue packet.
Religious organizations exist to foster the interest. Person subscribing to the same religious faith. Not so with for-profit corporations. Workers who sustain these operations commonly are not drawn from one religious community. It bears note that the cost of an IUD is nearly equivalent to a month's full-time pay for a worker on the minimum wage. Yeah, the court, I fear, has ventured into a minefield full of slut-shaming geezers and religious extremism. All these dudes right here, they've gone a little crazy. I take nothing for granted. I just fight